All right, fellas, welcome back to Masculine Spartan Discipline. Your daily dose of raw, real talk about building that mental toughness we all need in this crazy world. Today we're diving into something super important and often misunderstood superpower, self-forgiveness. Ever feel like you're stuck replaying past mistakes on a broken record? Like some screw-up from years ago is still holding you back? Trust me, I get it. We all have those moments, those what-the-heck-was-I-thinking times that haunt us. But here's the thing, my friends. Holding on to grudges against yourself, well, that's like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks, weighing you down, stopping you from moving forward. This isn't about saying your actions were okay or ignoring the consequences. No, it's about understanding that we're human. We make mistakes. That's part of the journey, right? The key is to learn from those blunders, own them, and then damn well let go. Easier said than done, you say? Absolutely. But I'm here to break it down for you, give you some practical tools to actually master this art of self-forgiveness. 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Acknowledge the mistake. First things first, don't bury your head in the sand. Acknowledge what happened, own up to it. Avoid making excuses or justifying it away. You know deep down what went wrong. 2. Feel the emotions. This is where a lot of guys get stuck. Suppressing those feelings, anger, guilt, shame, doesn't make them disappear. It just keeps them festering under the surface. Let yourself feel it, process it, but don't let it consume you. Remember, feeling your emotions isn't a weakness, it's part of being human. 3. Learn from it. Every mistake, no matter how big or small, is an opportunity to learn and grow. Ask yourself, what can I take away from this experience? What would I do differently next time? This shift in perspective can be a game changer. 4. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend who made a similar mistake. We all deserve a break sometimes. Remember, forgiveness doesn't mean condoning the action. It means releasing the anger and resentment towards yourself. 5. Make amends, if possible. If your mistake harmed someone else, take responsibility and make things right if you can. A sincere apology and genuine effort to repair the damage can go a long way. Think about that time when you messed up something big. Maybe it was a missed opportunity, a hurtful word, or even just a bad decision. How did you handle it? Did you bury yourself in guilt and self-criticism? Or did you try to learn from the experience and move on? This is where self-forgiveness comes into play. It's not about forgetting what happened. It's about choosing to let go of the negative emotions attached to it so you can finally free yourself up to live a more fulfilling life. Real-world example. Imagine this. You're at a presentation, and boom, you completely blank on your lines. You stumble through the rest, feeling mortified and embarrassed. You replay that moment in your head over and over, beating yourself up for being so unprepared. Sound familiar? Well, instead of letting that moment define you, remember this. Everyone makes mistakes. It happens to the best of us. Instead of dwelling on it, take a deep breath, acknowledge what happened, and learn from it. Next time, practice your presentation more thoroughly, maybe even record yourself beforehand. See? Turning that failure into a learning opportunity. The power of letting go. Self-forgiveness isn't selfish. It's essential for your well-being. It allows you to reduce stress and anxiety. When you're constantly replaying past mistakes, you're creating a mental prison for yourself. Forgiveness opens the door to freedom from that negativity. Boosts self-esteem. Holding on to grudges against yourself erodes your confidence. Forgiving yourself allows you to see yourself more clearly and compassionately. Build stronger relationships. When you can forgive yourself, you're more likely to be able to forgive others, leading to healthier and more fulfilling connections. Remember, fellas, the journey to mastering self-forgiveness is ongoing. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But trust me, it's worth it. By letting go of past mistakes, you free yourself to embrace the present and create the future you deserve. Now go out there, make mistakes, because let's face it, we all will. Learn from them, forgive yourselves, and keep crushing it. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your brothers who could use a little dose of self-forgiveness wisdom. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay motivated, and remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.